morning, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Enlightened Networking's 30-Minute of Wisdom Call for Friday, February 17th, 2012. This is Gregory Mascari from Bozeman, Montana, and I want to take a moment to just thank everyone for joining us here on the live call or on the replay. And, you know, Robin and I started these regular weekly 30-Minute of Wisdom calls kind of as our way of paying it back, or in some regards really paying it forward, for all the amazing people we've been blessed to meet, the lessons we've learned, the wisdom we've garnered over the years and over the decades. And our intention with these Friday morning calls is to create a safe space where people can dip into the well of wisdom, regardless of your background, your profession, or your company of affiliation, and really learn from some of the most forward-thinking authors, speakers, trainers, and enlightened beings in the world today. So it's with great honor and privilege I turn this call over to the love of my life and my partner in life, Robin Blank Mascari, who's going to introduce our special speaker today. So good morning, Robin.
Well, good morning, Gregory, and good day, everyone, whenever you're listening to our call. And thank you, Gregory, for all that you do that holds this together. So thanks, everyone, for taking the time to be with us for our 30 Minutes of Wisdom. We love being here with you every Friday or whenever it is you get to listen to our call. Our topic today, I love this topic, the fastest way to freedom, declutter now. And I love the quotes from our speaker because she says, create your own economic turnaround, declutter now for instant abundance. And abundance is on every level. So it's funny to look at it from the, not funny, I don't think it is funny. It's real to look at it from, you know, we don't really have an abundance issue. We have a clutter issue. And I love this quote from her. If you don't love it, lose it, and watch your life will change. So our speaker today has spoken to thousands and thousands of people who have reaped the benefits from her service. She has a background in NLP. Her humor touches people really deeply. It inspires and challenges people to really make the change that really starts on the inner level first, that affects their personal life, professional life, and spiritual life. She's spoken to thousands through her keynote seminars as an MC, coach, and consultant. Live it, love it, laugh, or do something different. I love that. She is an unparalleled networker. She's internationally renowned and has 30 years experience. So she's been in front of all different kinds of audiences. Personally, I got to meet her last year, not quite a year ago, as she was an MC at a conference I went to. That's a tough job, being an MC, but what she did was she held the room. She inspired people. She uplifted them. I was laughing, I think, the entire weekend of the event. But she has such spirit and such heart. And there were some very, very tender moments. So she goes the full range and held this beautiful space for the entire group as a beautiful Lifetime Achievement Award was being given to Zig Ziglar. And she shared a personal story, I think, that had all of us in tears. So I knew when I met her and got to experience her that I really wanted to get to know her better. So this today, whenever you're listening, I want to give a warm welcome to our guest, Kathleen Ronald. Hello, Kathleen.
Good morning.
Hi.
Boy.
It's early over there.
Oh, my gosh. I was thinking, I don't drink coffee. This is one morning that I wish I was in New York.
Because there you go. There you go.
It would be 11 o'clock.
Oh, yeah, it would. It would.
Any day is a good day to get up to talk to you.
Well, thank you. And it's always wonderful when I get to connect with you, and it was so great to see you in Los Angeles recently. When I think about you, I just see that big smile on your face, and I remember how hard we laughed. And this topic today is funny and not funny, and life-changing, and it is something that has made a huge difference to you. I know you have some programs we're going to talk about later that are related to this, because you are known as the networking queen, but you got into this other area of decluttering and space clearing. How did you get addicted to this process?
Well, it all starts with pain now, doesn't it? I mean, any change starts with, you know, when there's pain, you know, the human beings will do anything to avoid pain and gain pleasure. And I was living in Los Gatos at the time, and I had a small one-bedroom treehouse, and I loved it. I loved it so much I was there for 13 years. I had floor-to-ceiling windows that looked out to all the trees, and I could watch the squirrels running up and down, and it was just like a womb. It was my home. It was magnificent, but what it became was very, 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 very challenging with space. Certainly, you can do that space in your 20s, but as you get older, you're like, ay! And so probably, I don't know, over 25 years ago, I was fighting for space. I would take out anything, and then all of a sudden my place seemed like, you know, a tiny compartment rather than an apartment. And certainly in that, I ran across a book, one of my greatest teachers, Karen Kingston, and she wrote a book called Clear Your Clutter with Feng Shui, Free Yourself from Physical, Mental, Emotional, and Spiritual Clutter Forever. And so I read her book, and one thing that really stood out at the time was, she denotes that everything is a healing process. You know, clutter is not clutter. Clutter is an extension of something that's going on within yourself. And certainly, as we look at the different areas that you can heal around clutter, my biggest one was keeping things just in case. So I had a whole apartment of just in case, and then I had finagled all of the storage units in that small complex. There was only five, but I had all the upper units for storage in the garage. So not only did I have my place, but I ended up with all the upper storage units because they all had two bedrooms. So why did they need the extra storage? And most of that was filled with just in case. So certainly I started my process, and my just-in-case was a spare change can. And I'm not going to go through the whole story because it would take up the half hour, but certainly that day I was leaving a job in Redwood City, and I had that spare change can, and I had to look at that and go, wow, what did that really mean? I used it when I first got to California, was in a car wreck and didn't tell my parents, and so I lived on spare change. So in my mind I thought, oh, my God, one day I might have to do this again. What I didn't realize is that I had projected all kinds of lack and scarcity and fear into that spare change. What I was revealing to the universe was I didn't trust God or the universe or whatever your belief is to support me when I needed the things that I needed. So I kept all this stuff just in case. And I had a lot tied up into that spare change can. So with every ounce of faith, I took that spare change can and I put it in the trunk of my car, and then I went off to quit my job that day. It was a three-hour conversation. At the end of the conversation, my boss says, you know, Kathleen, I want to give you a $6,000 raise, because I gave him a six-month notice on that particular gig. So I was hooked immediately. I'm like, whoa! You know, it's like, really? They talk about, you know, if you create space, you are going to get instant abundance. Something new is going to come into your life. And so I was hooked from that day, and I've been a business consultant for 18 years, and certainly if you're going to grow your business by 20%, you want to become a radical space clearer. You want to get in there and clear some space so you can get new things. So it was an obvious addiction for me, you know, after, you know, the immediate $6,000 for releasing the spare change can. You know, we gave it to the Oprah Angel Network at the time, and so, you know, how could you not get hooked? It was like, what else can I get rid of?
What a great story. And mentioning Oprah is really funny, because the brand new Oprah magazine that literally just came out,
mm-hmm.
is the whole cover is all about clearing clutter. I thought, you guys are in tune here. I love it. And, you know, the clutter piece, and someone taught me years ago, if you clean your desk, you will find money. That is a law of the universe.
Yes.
And every time I've cleared my desk, I've always found money. And, you know, it's not just clearing the stuff. There's many different dimensions of clutter. And I know we don't have time to go into all of them that you teach about in your boot camp, but there's some key ones that can make a huge difference for people, for us. I'm right in there. That can truly change our lives and create the lifestyle we desire. So what are some of those, you know, really significant ones? Because there's, like, how many are there?
Well, you know, it just depends on the person. You know, when I first got in this, and when I work with people, you know, as a business consultant, I really bring this in, you know. So, yes, I am the queen of networking, but in my business practice and in some of my speaking, I do this topic a lot for many people, companies, corporations, and, you know, businesses. But people think automatically, I would say over 90% of the people that I talk to envision clutter as physical, as you notice. And then as I got deeper into this over all the years, I became firmly aware that, I mean, mind clutter, oh my goodness, I do a topic on five keys to evict negative thinking, and you can't imagine the clutter that we have as humans from when we were little. We're carrying around belief systems that we made up when we were little. So it's really understanding the science of the mind and how, how does a belief get born and why do you believe what you believe and how are those beliefs supporting you? So that's a big focus, is the mind. And then another thing that nobody ever mentions, I swear if somebody did on a call, I'd give them $500, but it never comes up, body clutter. You know, when we think of our bodies, you know, one of the areas that you get to clear when you're ready, because it's a healing opportunity, is your body. So what are you putting into your body? And certainly one of our guest experts, Robin Nielsen, talks about that and the 10 different things that we can space clear, you know, starting with sugar. And then we have to look at gluten. And then there's, you know, the sugar, starch, and gluten. And then there's, you know, what are you drinking? Is that really supporting you? You know, what kind of drugs are you taking? What kind of prescriptions are you on? So there's many things in our lives, in our environments, that we're taking into our bodies. And
wow.
Then there's the toxic clutter. You know, we have a green goddess to talk about that. It's like, what is in your home that is killing you slowly? You know, I had cancer years back, and one thing we learned at the Optimum Health Institute that is your body is your largest organ, and it absorbs all things of which you put onto it. In your shower alone, you were drinking 6 to 7 cups of water, and most of it, if you don't have a structured water unit, is toxic. And so that's just to name a few. So people really start looking. Oh, and then there's the two-legged clutter. We talk about that. I mean, how much two-legged clutter do you have or we have in our lives that is toxic and no longer serves us? And we need to bless those people, bless them, release them, and let them prosper elsewhere. You know, so when people start thinking of the two-legged clutter, and how many clients in your life are you just serving because of scarcity and lack or fear? And you think that, well, you know, a client's a client, a client. No. You get to play full out and get to play with the people that you want to play with. So that's another area that you can focus on. So
wow. Inside, outside, and all around.
Yeah. So it's really kind of, it's a single strategy, one of the biggest ones that I share, that has the biggest results in the quickest way. And I just love it.
You know, that last piece, the two-legged clutter,
yeah.
I'd love you to talk a little bit more about that, because I think so many of us spend time with people, and sometimes they're people that are, you know, in our family, we can't get rid of them, but we may be giving more space. So what are some strategies if there's some two-legged clutter that's respectful and supportive for all parties?
Well, that's a big question, Robin, and I do have an expert coming on the call to talk about that, and I know Regina, she has a PhD, she's a hoarding expert, and that's really her line, the too late, a good clutter, so I'm going to give her credit for that one. But certainly in the context, I'm just going to talk about business for right now, because there's so many different layers in our lives that there is two-legged clutter. So if you look at it in the context of business, I like to look at the 80-20. And certainly for those who ever got to read the 4-Hour Work Week, you understand the 80-20. It's Pareto's principle, and it's an Italian principle that was started back in the 18th century, I believe. And they were looking at Italy, and they found that 80% of the property was owned by 20% of the people that lived there. So that, this particular law has been applied across the board, and there's been books written about it. But if you look at your business, ask the question, and this is true, I would say, you know, you could probably go 98 or 99% true, but 20% of your clientele is reaping 80% of your rewards. Now, is that true for you, Robin?
I would say.
In your business?
Yep.
Okay. So So you look at that. So you have 80% that is really kind of just hanging on the side, and you could be putting 100% energy in that 100% pool. And in reality, you want to look at that 20%. You want to duplicate that 20%. So if you took your 20% and then you looked at who specifically are my perfect right clients, I call them your perfect right, your PRCs, your perfect right clients, and then you ask the question, what specifically do I love about that person? What are their qualities and characteristics? And then I build a blueprint to that 20%, and I'm looking at all the qualities and characteristics. They keep their word. You know, they always are, they're my biggest raving fan. They send referrals all the time. You know, they're gracious, kind, and loving. They trust my work. They pay on time. They pay in advance. Whatever it is about that 20%, you want to really get a breakdown. What are their qualities and characteristics? You get a blueprint. Then that 80% that you're looking at maybe has been a time sink. Maybe there's a bunch of people in that pool that are needy and they feel like they're leeching energy out of you and they're just demanding or they're it's just all about them and it's not a give and take. There's not an easy flow. It seems like more work than there is pleasure. Then you decide within the context of your business, how do you want to handle that 80%? Some people have clients that they literally, if they're not their A or B clients and they fall in the C client range, then there's a whole strategy depending on that person and the relationship on how to release them gently, easily, and effortlessly.
Wow.
And that will keep peace. But that's a case-by-case basis. There's so many different things that need to be taken in consideration, so I can't have an overall answer. But if you want to start decluttering the two-legged clutter, it really is, you know, just looking at who do I want to play with? Who brings me love and light and joy and ease and effortless? And then you look at the pieces and parts and decide how you're going to clear them.
Wow.
Because they are sucking energy. And it really falls true in the follow-up that I do is because people are trying to follow up with 100% of their range when they don't know who their perfect right client is. So once you
know
who
that,
they are, then you can start speaking to that when you're out networking.
That is so powerful. And I don't think a lot of people – I have a marketing background, so we look at who's our market. And then when we start to identify the qualities and characteristics – and I have a real special friend who's been one of our speakers, and she talks about Hoover humans. I think you'd like that term. Because we can tell how we feel when we're around certain people.
Yes.
And they some people, you know, there is like that energy depletion that happens
yes.
around some of them. So
yes.
as we do this cluttering, decluttering, excuse me.
Yes, that's a Freudian slip.
That is a Freudian slip because I'm looking around and it's been a journey in my life. You know, what are some of the results people can, you've talked about some of them in the abundance area, and what are some of the other results people can expect to experience from these different dimensions of decluttering?
Well, the benefits are long and wide and varied depending on the person. And in regards to the abundance, people think just money. But it was interesting. I've done the boot camp now. This is my fifth year coming up. And it was interesting in the first year to design and hear about the abundance beyond money. And so I challenged everybody just to keep a journal of the abundance that was coming into their life when they were doing this work. And I couldn't even keep up the first couple of days. I mean, it became more of a chore to track the abundance than it was to enjoy the abundance, which was a huge awareness, not only for myself, but for everybody, you know, that was in that particular boot camp. And so everybody just be on. So if it's somebody letting you in on the freeway or somebody smiling or somebody opening a door or, gosh, the other day I was speaking down for a group and I met this gal asking for directions. And before I left her, she gifted me two iPad covers. You know, one alligator skin and one of the flip ones. And she goes, I want you to have these. And it's like, oh, my gosh, really? That's amazing. I just met you for directions, and you're giving me iPad covers. So that was a, you know, unique surprise. So there's lots of abundance in different ways. And then, gosh, you know, most people, Melissa Stacy is our office organizer in the last 4 years, and she talks about people, you know, spend 55 minutes a day on average looking for something. 55 minutes a day, you are
Whoa.
Looking for something. Now, listen, people, if you take just look at the abundance that you're giving away there of your time and your energy and your mind and your stable Zen state that is so in flux when you're frustrated looking for something. So if you have 55 minutes a day, whether you make $10 an hour or you make $500 an hour, all of us, you know, or $1,000 or whatever that hourly rate is, take that, do the math, because that's almost seven hours a week you are gifting back to yourself, 7 hours a week that you aren't looking for something. So you eliminate the frustration when things begin to have an address. Melissa always talks about what's the address of things. Where's the address? Is the brush that belongs in the bathroom that's in the dining room on the table, is that the address? No. I love living by addresses. When everything has an address.
Talk more about what you mean by that.
Well, that means it has a home. It has an address. You know, it has real estate.
And it lives with its friends and family, doesn't it?
Yes, and it lives with its friends and family. So it's like, I know when I travel, everything has to have an address. I'm dealing with short-term memory and menopause. It's hell. And so when I leave my home where everything has a constant address, everything from my quote cards to my thank you cards to my pens and pencils to the, you know, the tape measure, everything has an address. I know if I need something where it lives.
Mm.
So if everything goes back where it lives, then it has an address, and you don't have to be looking for something.
Mm-hmm.
So you eliminate frustration, layers and layers and layers of frustration. I lose my mind on the road. If something is not in its address or I don't take the time to put it there because I'm racing or running, and then the peace of mind, are you kidding me? I don't know how people live in this world. And they're running a family and children and businesses and everything that they're doing. And if they aren't streamlined and organized, I don't know how they do it. I can imagine that they're in a constant state of frustration and panic and anxiety and overwhelm.
Which they are, or I should say some of us are. So a home for the keys, a home for the credit cards,
yes.
A home for the mail,
yes.
a home for the winter clothes and the summer clothes. And I just, you know, I notice myself just take a deep breath and just relax because I know exactly what you mean. If I don't have the right home for my keys in my purse and I can't find them, that stress is almost instant.
Yes. And then, I mean, my gosh, how many of us are carrying around guilt and shame? I know when I had so much guilt and shame around my clutter. Oh, my God, I was working 80 hours a week at Nordstrom's. I would come in, toss clothes, to-go bags, and then I would spend 8 hours, my only day off from retail, cleaning.
Mm.
So I could feel that awe. But it would take me 8 hours because I didn't touch things once. You know, I talk about touch it once, touch it once, touch it once. Sing the song, touch it once. I wasn't touching things once. I would drop and go, drop and go. And then piles would create. And then 8 hours. Now, there is no shame or humility or embarrassment. People can come to my home 24/7, and they're welcome here because it's always clean because I touch it once. And so I don't have to spend 8 hours on any given day cleaning. Yes, I do the cleaning and you know, the shower and the toilets or whatever else, or, you know, have someone do it. But certainly that's just kind of a light, you know, kind of a progressive cleaning. So it's kind of maintenance. But for the most part, you know, now my hula hoop is out. It usually has a home in the hall, but it didn't get back to its home. So I'm looking at it going, okay, you need to get back to your address.
I love it. So you're already stepping into where do we start? So the first thing I'm hearing is touch it once. What are some other steps? Because especially if some of us are in such an overwhelm that it looks daunting.
Yes, and you'll do anything to avoid pain, so you'll never get
into
it. Just
close the door, close the closet,
yeah.
Put it
no,
in the box,
no, no.
Shut
yeah,
it, put it away. Where do we start?
Well, the first place you start is you make a list, and it's your opportunity list. It's not your clutter list. It's an opportunity for healing. So it's a gracious, loving, fabulous list. and you leave the committee, your little committee in the background talking about it as you're making this list, I'll never get this done, are you kidding me? It has a million reasons to intervene. Just make your list with love. And then you make your list. And then you look at the list and you look at your opportunity zones and maybe your living room, dining room, kitchen, bedroom, bathroom, garage, basement, computer, calendar, body. You make your list. And then you look at that list and say, which zone, which is my opportunity zone, is costing me the most pain? Emotionally, physically, spiritually, financially. And then you start with that zone. That's what I do. And within that zone, you have sub-zones. So let's say the majority of people that I work with is office. That's a huge zone for a lot of people. And so I look at the office and I go, okay, if you subzone it, go to one drawer, Robin, one drawer. You take out that one drawer and I remove all the contents of the drawer and you ask two questions. Do I love this and do I need it? Or do I love it, which I love one of my, Carrie Yost says, gosh, if I say do I need it, that's got a lot of emotion attached to it and I can't get rid of it. So I say, do I use it? So use those questions. Do I love it and do I use it? If it gets a yes, yes, keep it. If it gets a no, no, it goes. And then
wow.
You just handle everything within that little drawer. Ask the two questions. Do I love it? Do I use it? If it gets a no, it goes off to the side. Anything with a yes, yes gets to go back in an organized way in the drawer. And I say, hire help, hire help, hire help. Delegate, delegate, delegate. Don't be trying to do this on your own. There's an organization called NAPL, National Association of Professional Organizers. They are taught and trained and certified to help you on many levels. And you want to get somebody who's very good within the mind psychologically because clutter is it's big on the psychological level. And so you need somebody not only to get rid of, help you with the clutter and organize it, but they need to talk you out of the tree. They need to talk you down from keeping 500 matchbook covers.
You know, it's interesting because I've seen and heard and experienced many people that get professional help, and then, you know, it doesn't take very long for it to go right back to where it was because that mind wasn't healed. So that's a really hot tip in getting help because sometimes it is so overwhelming to get started. And I play a little game with myself. If it's so bad, I say every room I go into, I'm going to leave a little bit better than when I came.
Yes, and the universe abhors a vacuum. That's why this works. It's a law. The universe abhors a vacuum. What does that mean? It hates space. So if you clear a space, its job is to fill that space with something new. That's how it works. It's just like the law of gravity. We may not understand it, but it works. So if you create a space, you will get something new. And it's just so much fun because it's so immediate. You know, I teach networking and follow-up, but people who don't want to spend 5 to 6 years become proficient at networking and follow-up, but boy, they get behind this space clearing quickly because it's immediate, bam. It's like just the expectation of, woo-hoo-hoo, what's coming in?
That's a great way to approach it is just knowing when we're doing it that something new is coming in. We're creating space.
Yes.
And Kathleen, you've been referring to this course, your boot camp course, and you have a website called speaktacular.com. And on that, people can find out about this decluttering boot camp. You want to talk a little bit about that?
Yes, and with all good laid plans, it should be up on Monday. So if you go on Monday, which the date is, give us until the 20th, you can go to speaktacular.com/declutter and the letter U, like university, U, declutter U. And you can read about the boot camp that I'm launching in May. And what it is, it's a year-long program. And at the first of every month, you're going to get an MP3 where I interview an expert. And every month is a different topic. So I open up the calls, and then the second month we do 5 keys to evict negative thinking. And then we have Linda, who does she's a feng shui master. Then, of course, we have a nutritionist. We have an expert on water. She's amazing. We have a green goddess that talks about all the toxins in your home that are killing you slowly. We have Missy that talks about the two-legged clutter. We have Regina, who's our PhD hoarding expert, who talks about the psychology of the healing portion of it, the mind mapping of it that needs to be addressed so the clutter will be forever healed. Extraordinary. And then Lori Eklund-Long, who does My Life in a Box, and she talks about all the things that we need to do to get ready for a fire and earthquake and disaster. I had one of my clients last year lose her multi-million-dollar home to fire, and she was not prepared in the least to space clear at that level. And she did a course on the 10 things I wish I would have done before the fire. So there's many things that we cover, and it's really exciting. And there's a large discount that's happening for the next 30 days. It's $500 off the course for the year. So once a month, you get the MP3. At the end of the month, you're on the phone for an hour and a half with our guest expert. Then there's a community that we share throughout the whole year, and then you have access to me, and then you get an hour coaching from me at no cost that's included in the package, and there's so much more, but they can look at it on the website, spectacular.com/declutter, the letter U, declutter U. And that launches in May, little miss.
Okay. May is spring cleaning time.
Woohoo!
This sounds like a course that would be really good for me. So as we complete our 30 minutes of wisdom, are there any final comments, Kathleen, you want to make sure we leave on tape here before we complete our recording?
Oh, my gosh, you guys, just take 15 minutes each and every day, just 15 minutes to toss some stuff, make some space, clear it out. Your life will transform in 365 days like you would never, ever, ever believe. So just love yourself enough to get rid of the stuff.
Thank you, thank you, thank you.
Thank
and
you for having
me. That last
me.
Line, I think, is what it's really about, is
yes.
loving yourself enough.
Yes.
Well, it has been a joy and an inspiration, and I know what I want to be doing.
I know. I can
see the work in front of me, and I'm really, it does drain energy, so I'm really tired of that part. So at this time, we're going to complete our 30 Minutes of Wisdom with Kathleen. Next week on Enlightened Networking, we have one of the fathers of the experiential trainings and author of the book Living an Extraordinary Life. His name is Robert White, and he founded the LifeSpring Training. He was there in the beginning. He's done so many things all over the world. It's going to be a real treat to have him with us next Friday. And remember that the Enlightened Networking website, enlightenednetworking.com, has, if you go to the resource page, there's all kind, everyone who's been up so far except for the call that we're just doing is available to click on, and we invite you to share with your friends as we're building our community. Have people register, and then you'll get the updated notice of who's coming up on the calls and be part of our Enlightened Networking community. And once again, Kathleen, thank you. Thank you. Thank you. This is a huge gift to all of us, and I think the freedom that unfolds will be a gift of self-love.
Mm-mm-mm.
Thanks, everybody.
Thank you. Blessings.